and welcome to the Word with Cynthia Joseph podcast. We have been looking at the topic, the fruit of the Spirit, and we have talked on the various fruit that the Holy Spirit will birth in you. We've talked on love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and today we are focusing on faithfulness. And for the benefit of those who are just stumbling on this particular episode and haven't listened to the previous episodes, we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit and the various fruit that the Holy Spirit will birth in your life. When you allow the Holy Spirit to come into your life and you give total control to the Holy Spirit. And we've been looking at the anchor scripture, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 26. So I'm going to read, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, "So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives, then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Verse 17, the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. Verse 18, but when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. Verse 19, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions, dissension, division, verse 21, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and all the sins like this. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 22, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, verse 23, gentleness and self-control. There is no law against these things. Verse 24, those who belong to Christ have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Verse 25, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. 26, let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. Alright, we have been looking at the fruit of the Spirit, and we've talked about the various fruit that the Holy Spirit will birth in you when you give him control in your life. And verse 16 of the very beginning of the verse we read says, you let the Holy Spirit guide your lives, then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Because why? The sinful nature wants to do evil. That's what the flesh wants. It wants to do evil. And the Bible says it is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants us to do. So there are two forces fighting each other because they both want different things, things that are opposite of each other. But she says, when you allow the Holy Spirit to direct your life, or when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to begin to, you know, fulfill the desires of your flesh. Says when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are clear. When you are constantly allowing your flesh to have control over your life, the results are clear for us to see. They are sexual immoralities, lustful desires, idolatry, hostility, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, outbursts of anger, division, and all the sins like this. These are the fruits, these are the results that will be clear in your lives when you allow your flesh to have control. It says, but when the Holy Spirit is in your life and is producing fruits in your life, these are what people should see you as. Someone who is loving, a loving person. The Holy Spirit will birth love in your heart for everyone, not only your family members or people you like. The Holy Spirit will birth love, deep-rooted love, the way Christ loves in your heart. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. You will be a person of self-control. You will be able to control your emotions. But today we are not talking about self-control, we are talking about faithfulness. And I want us to define the word faithfulness. It is the quality of steadfast loyalty, of firm adherence to promises. It is commitment irrespective of how you feel or circumstances around you. And it is a fruit the Holy Spirit will birth in you. Isn't this amazing? That faithfulness is a fruit the Holy Spirit will birth in you. And when you are committed to something, it is a commitment that you give irrespective of how you feel. So you might not want to do what you are committed to do, but because you have faithfulness in your life because the Holy Spirit is bearing this fruit in your life. Even when the circumstance does not please you, you are still faithful. You are still steadfast. You are still loyal. You are still firm. You are still committed to that cause. God wants us to pursue faithfulness. And I want us to look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. It says, run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. It says to run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. We can also say run from anything that produces the fruits of the flesh that we read, the results of having the flesh have control over your life. Run from things like that. But it says that you pursue righteous living. So others could be cheating, others could be cutting corners, others could be doing things that are contrary to what they are committed to. Because remember, faithfulness is the quality of steadfast loyalty or firm adherence to promises. So you are in a marriage situation, you are married, you are faithful, even when the circumstances around the marriage is not so good, but you are still faithful. I'm not saying for you to stay in an abusive marriage now, in an abusive place. If that's where you find yourself, please and please get help. But I'm talking about faithfulness, not just when things are not going how you want it to go, you just up and leave. You are committed. Think about the apostles. Think about Paul. You know, the reason why we have the Bible here with us today to read and to teach from is because men of those times were faithful to the call that God gave to them or that God called them into. They were faithful to the cause. There are several times in the Bible that it did not please them to do what they were doing. But because they were faithful, they stayed the course. And that's why we are here today. We have the Bible with us today. It is a way of life that we must pursue. God wants us to be faithful people. Don't say, oh, I commit to reading my Bible today to a certain time of the day. Maybe you commit, you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to study my Bible at a particular time of the day, every day. And you do it the first day, the second day, the third day, and that's it. You're not committed. Or you start schooling and because you're having difficult times, you just drop out. Or God calls you to do anything, and when it looks hard, you just drop out. You don't do it anymore. Mm-mm. God wants people that are faithful. Faithful people, faithful followers, faithful leaders, faithful parents, faithful children, faithful to what he's asking you to do. So others may be pursuing other things. Others may be saying, oh, are you still doing this work? You know, we tried it and it was too difficult. It was too hard. You know, we got something better and we're leaving. If that's the work that God wants you to do at this point of your life, then you are faithful to it. And you are asking the Holy Spirit to help you, to strengthen you. God does not want people who are not committed. God does not want people who are not loyal. Because, you know why? Because God is faithful to us time and time again. God has been faithful to us. He has been committed to us. Even when we should not have that kind of commitment coming from God, he's still faithful. He's still committed to us. He's still showing us love. He's still allowing us to see each day that comes. He still allows the sun and the rain and the moon to shine. God wants faithful people. So it might not be very convenient for you sometimes. It might be physically draining. It might be emotionally draining. But you are committed. If that's where you know deep down within your heart that this is what God wants me to do, you are committed, you are faithful, you're loyal. The Bible defines this as the quality of steadfast loyalty. Steadfast, unmovable. That means when it looks like you should just pack your bags now and leave, you are steadfast, firm adherence to promises. It is commitment irrespective of how you feel or the circumstances around you. So you are feeling like giving up, but you are still faithful. You are feeling like you shouldn't be doing this. You are feeling like you should just quit. The circumstances around you does not warrant you, does not make you to want to be there. But you are committed. That's why it is a fruit that the Holy Spirit will birth in you. Because think about the apostles of the Bible, the difficult times that they faced, yet they were faithful, they were committed, they were loyal to Christ, they were committed to what God called them to do. God wants us to pursue faithfulness. So yes, sometimes it can be hard, very hard. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3 to 4 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, we can't help but thank God for you, because your faith is flourishing and your love for one another is growing." Verse 4 says, "We proudly tell God's other churches about your endurance and faithfulness in all the persecutions and hardships you are suffering." Wow. So faithfulness can come with persecution. Faithfulness can come with hardships and sufferings. But this person here, Paul, is saying, we are proudly telling other churches about how committed you are, how you have steadfastly waited. You know, you are steadfastly committed to the work, even when you are being persecuted, even when you're facing hardship, even when you're suffering. I believe there were times they were hungry. There were times they didn't have food, but they still preached the word of God. They still went on that mission trip. They still went to that family to pray for them. They still gave that family what God is laying in their heart to give. They were steadfast, they were committed, they were faithful to the cause. Sometimes being faithful can be hard. It can come with a lot of hardships, with a lot of pain, with a lot of suffering and persecution. But when the Holy Spirit lives in you, Jesus said that He will help you. Jesus referred to Him as our helper. What does the word helper mean? It means that He will assist you. He will come to your help. When you feel like giving up, He will be there to comfort you. Rightly, the Bible calls Him our comforter. So when you are being faithful to what He's asking you to do and He's looking hard, He's there to comfort you. That's how the apostles were able to do this work that they did. Because when they were facing those persecutions and hard times, when they were suffering, the Holy Spirit comforted them. But sometimes I realize that some of us don't even want to go through all of that. We want to take the shortcut. We don't want to experience sufferings. We don't want to experience hardship. We don't want to go through all of those things. Faithfulness is a fruit that the Holy Spirit will birth in you. And so when He's telling you to be faithful to that cause that you don't like, you don't think you want to do because it's hard, He's telling you to do it. He's telling you to be there because He has given you the strength to be there, to do that, to be faithful to that cause. I don't know what it is. But whatever God calls us to do, He gives us the ability. He gives us the capability to be able to do it. You are able. It will not break you. It will not kill you. If anything, it will make you grow. It will strengthen your faith in God. And the other point I have here is love with faithfulness. Because a lot of us in our generation today can love without being faithful. Ephesians 6 verse 23 says, "Peace be with you, dear brothers and sisters, and may God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you love with faithfulness." Because a lot of people can love without being faithful, without faithfulness. That's why we have a lot of things going wrong in our world today. Because people just don't want to commit to the hard work. They want the easy way out. Love goes with faithfulness. The true love, the God kind of love, is with commitment, is with faithfulness. God wants everything we do to be backed up by love, the God kind of love, the kind of love that Jesus gave us. You know, even while it was hard for Him, He said, "Lord, not my will, but your will be done. If it's my will, I'd rather this cup pass over me, because this is a hard thing that I'm going to do for these people." But at the end, He said, not my will, but your will be done. So at times, to loving that partner, loving your kids, loving your family members will come with faithfulness. You have to do it with faithfulness. Even when it doesn't look like you should be doing that, you have to do it with faithfulness. Jesus said, "Not my will, but your will be done." That's putting the person above yourself. That is putting the person first. Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" And He said, "Love." Love is the greatest commandment. Love is, in fact, the whole Ten Commandments that was given in the Old Testament is summed up in this one word, love. It says, "Love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul." And he said the second greatest is just like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. So when you have committed to love someone or something that God is asking you to do, when you are committed to it, then you will be faithful to it. Like Jesus. Like Jesus was faithful. He said, ah, this is hard. I'm thinking that's probably what he was thinking. This is going to be difficult. Lord, if it is my own will, just let this cup pass over me. I don't want to drink of this cup. But then he said, because of love, he said, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. So Lord, if it is your will for my life at this point of my life, that I go to the cross and die for this millions and millions and millions and millions of people from generation to generation yet unborn, if it is your will, then let that be done. Let your will be done, not my will, not what I feel right now, because feelings are fickle. Feelings are not true. You might be feeling a certain way, you might be feeling like doing something, but it is just for a moment. It is temporary. That's why we cannot act on our feelings. We have to let the Holy Spirit guide our lives. Like we read from the beginning of Galatians chapter 5. Let the Holy Spirit guide your lives, not your feelings, not your emotions. By your feelings, by your emotions, you will give up. You will not want to be faithful. You will not want to stick with that person who has been giving you difficult times. You will not. But if the Holy Spirit is guiding you, if the Holy Spirit is directing your life, then you can do it. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 says, in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. In all of this, God wants the world, the whole world, to see Jesus in our lives and glorify Him. That's all. Think about how faithful Jesus was to that cross, how faithful he was with the work that God committed to his hands to do. Listen, my friend, if I sit here and tell you that you can do it by just saying, oh, I'm committed to you, yeah, I'm committed to you. No, I'll be lying, because you cannot do it by just saying it. It is only the Holy Spirit that will enable you. So I want to encourage you to invite the Holy Spirit into your life. If you have not, I am encouraging you. Invite him in. Tell him to birth this fruit in your life. And if you are someone who easily gives up on something, you are not one who likes to see things through, you always just give up when it looks dark or when it looks difficult, then invite the Holy Spirit in. Tell him to make you a person who is faithful. And the Lord will bless you as you do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'll see you on my next one. Bye.